football on off the ball?
I think that was probably the first question he asked when I joined QPR. You got any Irish in you? So yeah, he's definitely been, I've been talking to him about it and he's been talking to me about it, and it's a decision I'm really delighted to make.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, fantastic to be joined right now by Armagh footballer and Kellogg's GA Cool Camps of Master, Amy Mackin, at the launch of the 2026 Kellogg's GA Cool Camps. This year marks 15 years of Kellogg's sponsorship, celebrated with the launch of the coolest PE class competition. This nationwide initiative offers 4th and 5th class students from 15 schools the chance to win a dynamic Kellogg's GA Cool Camp session at their school. Amy Mackin, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
Very well, very well. We might start with the cool camps.
Yep.
This is the four Mackin siblings were definitely just dropped off at a pitch when they were younger and left there for the week, were they?
Yeah, I think coming close to the end of school, Mum was always looking at the list of where's the local cool camps and get them in as many as we could to get rid of us for the summer. But yeah, I think memories as a child, like, they were massive, and you always looked to the summer to try to get to the cool camp, especially getting the jersey and the half zip and the school bag come September was always used.
Yeah, absolutely. It's class. And you've got the new half zip there as well. Was there anyone in particular that stood out to you? Do you remember any particular moments?
I remember probably the one when I'm a wee bit older. I think it was Mullaban at the time. It was funny because I was always the middle one, so I was on my own. And Ciarán and Blaine were always together because they're pretty close in age. And I used to think, I'd love to be playing with my brother and sister. But yeah, no, it was good. It was good crack. And I remember at the time, I think, because Mullaban had a couple of the county players coaching at it. So it stands out.
Class. You're working in that regard now. We were just chatting briefly off air. So you go around coaching football in schools.
Yeah, we do. So you're sort of always looking at the primary school age is probably the biggest age for development. And I suppose with the cool camps as well, it aligns well with that age of development. And I think it's just more the opportunities for kids. You always want to give them that opportunity. And if you have it at that age, you know, you can enjoy it and work on your skills. It's a great social thing. And I think sport in general is massive in terms of that, is just giving the children the opportunity and the opportunity that we provide for them. So I think that's massive. And then come the summer, you know, all the kids want to be out playing football. So yeah, it's massive.
That's class. Myself and Mikey Breen, your fellow Cool Camps, Kellogg's Cool Camps ambassador, were just chatting about just the benefits. He's a secondary school teacher, the benefits of sport in schools. And, you know, even in this era of development squads and, you know, all the contact times that you have with a county, like, clubs maybe miss out at times too, but there's such benefits you can get from playing sport in school and getting that maybe release from your classroom, or even getting that contact time with a football or whatever the ball is.
Yeah.
You know, what ages are you working with? Is it boys and girls, and what skills are you kind of working with them on?
Yeah, I think it's important. The basic skills is probably the most important at that age. But as I say, I think that sport environment is massive in terms of a team collective, and obviously there's sports, individual sports are massive as well, like golf, etc. But I think just being involved in something, and obviously the communities we're in, the GA involvement is massive. So naturally enough, that's probably the biggest sport in our areas. And yeah, I think as a child growing up, myself, when you look back, it's the health benefits, the social benefits, and being part of teams, you know, is massive at that age. And yeah, the crack as well when you're a child. I think when you're brought up in a house that's watching it all the time, naturally enough, you'll have that interest. And yeah, it's a support network too, when you're involved in sport, which is massive.
There must be a nice excitement amongst the kids when they have intercounty stars coming and coaching them during school.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Some of them might know you, some of them might know you, but yeah, I think it's great. And you see them at the games, and they're always coming over, having the crack with you. So yeah, it's important. And I suppose it's that visibility of the games itself, being on TV or in the media. So it's massive. And yeah, it's just, again, that opportunity for the children to get involved. And it's like when the men won 2 years ago, it's like a journey you go on with them. So I'm sure all the children in them summers, it's massive. It just brings on a county and the youth teams massively.
Your command of your skills and your kicking has always been top of the pops. Is that what you focus on with kids? Are you trying to show them little tricks?
Yeah, I think probably that's because it's more of my game. I'll try to teach them that. I'm not teaching them too much defending, to be honest. But yeah, I kind of grew up mainly kicking with the inside of my foot, which I think helped playing soccer, and then obviously playing in boys' teams growing up. So I think that's probably a big focus when I go into young girls' teams as well, or young boys' teams, is kicking with the inside of the foot and just allowing them to naturally develop it and not complicating it too much. But I think the biggest thing is just repeating the skill, and then automatically it'll come naturally to you. And so, I think the biggest thing away from the training ground is maybe the practicing at home. But when you look back, you don't even realize it is practice. It's just messing about the house or trying to knock down a bottle off a wall, So you don't even realize what you're doing is actually practice.
No, that is the key. You're back in the field at the weekend, and Armagh got a much needed win. You were flirting with relegation at times during the league campaign. I know the league can be tricky for different reasons with injuries or players out, but a big win against Kerry.
I think probably for both the men's and the ladies' team going into the weekend, both playing Kerry, it was a big weekend. Obviously, we're still not safe. We have another game to go this week. But I think performance-wise, we built on the draw against Dublin, which happened 3 weeks previous. And then, the 3 points was massive. Obviously, I think we were sitting second from the bottom going into the weekend. But again, it's that tight that we're still sort of in the relegation battle, as say. But it's a big weekend, obviously, this weekend going into it. But nice to get the 3 points at the weekend, especially our last home game.
Twice now you've been struck down by the dreaded cruciate, and you made your comeback late last year. You've kind of taken your time to get back onto the pitch this time around. Can you just talk us through maybe the mentality around that as well?
Yeah, I think the first time was 2019, and it was probably, if there ever was an ideal time to get injured, it maybe was that time, because COVID came and I didn't miss any football. So by the time the new season kicked off in 2020, that year I was back. Probably on the head it made it a wee bit easier because you didn't feel like you were missing out on anything. Whereas this time around, that was probably the biggest change, was you're watching training, you're watching matches, especially championship games, and it's really hard to just sit back and watch no one, you can't contribute. I think last weekend was just nice to get back on the pitch and help where I could. But yeah, it's probably not the most ideal injury to get twice, just with the length of time you'd be off for. So I got back last year, played a wee bit, and then I think just chatted with the physios and just sat down and says, we'll just get again a wee bit of block of working before getting into the crunch of everything come the summer now.
Yeah,
So
because your provincial championship is right around the corner as well. Three in a row you're chasing, aren't you?
I'll try now. Yeah, I think so.
Or is it more? It could be even more, is it? You've had right kind of battles with Donegal over the last couple of years.
It's been usually just us two in a final, so it's nice. Tyrone's up this year, so we've got a wee bit of a round robin game before. I think when we watch growing up, Ulster Championship is always so intense and massive. So I think for ladies then to progress, I think it's great having more teams up into the senior bracket of it.
For sure. We might just linger briefly on the Kerry game at the weekend, because I was reading Elaine Ingram's report, and we know all about the win factor in Gaelic games at the minute, especially with the two-pointer. There's new rules that have come into play in the women's game as well that I want to ask you about. We think about the wind, we don't always quite think about this. While there was no breeze in Silverbridge, Kerry were playing into the sun as it dipped low in the sky after the 5 p.m. throw-in. Armagh avoided the blinding light as it had fallen below the tree line for the second half. Who won the toss, and did they know what they were doing?
I actually don't know if we won it or not, but I'm not sure. We'll have to ask Lauren McConville that one. But it's been a running joke. I don't think we won too many of the tosses, so I'm not sure if we won it at all. But I suppose it was a factor, the sun, which we haven't had this year. We haven't had it too often. I think actually probably we played a wee bit better in the second half. We probably didn't utilise it enough in the first half.
Okay, well, look, conditions are obviously going to have such an impact on the game now. The new rules, right? They've been trialed. How are they bedding in? What impact are you seeing as a forward and a flair player? The space will obviously be great, but did you need it in the women's game, and is it going to be a benefit?
Yeah, I think probably training in it has been a whole pile different to actually playing in it at the weekend. Comparing to playing with the old rules, it definitely is quicker. A lot more 1v1 battles, I would say, across the pitch, just because it's a lot of man v man marking. It is definitely quicker, and you can isolate the 1v1, so maybe the art of defending's back in a way, or defending 1v1s as well as being a forward taking on 1v1s. You're probably used to trying to play it around a block of defence. And I suppose it's just that quickness that probably in the summer it'll speed up again because how fast the ground will be. And the zone on goal obviously adds a lot to that. But yeah, it was definitely different keeping three up and having to watch a line the whole time to make sure you weren't crossing it. But
Yeah.
probably feels like what you maybe played when you were younger.
It's definitely in the men's game a mentality switch that was needed. And, they're like different teams with different styles. The Meath team, for example, on a very basic level, possibly changed or influenced the way the game was going for a little while. Is there a mentality change that's needed in women's football? Like, it always struck me that you play heads up ball and you kick a lot as well in our mat.
Yeah, it probably wasn't as overall defensive as maybe what the men's game had been. But yeah, I think it just adds a new breath of fresh air to the game and adds a bit of excitement. I know from talking to people who have been watching the games this year, they've been really enjoying it and, as a spectacle, have really enjoyed the speed of the game. And yeah, in the women's game, we're always probably looking to try kick inside and play the older style way, obviously, and the new rules allow you maybe to do that a wee bit more. I'd say in the league, it's maybe hard to judge that with the weather and the pitches. So in the summer, probably you'll see maybe more of it, we hope.
Yeah, it's
And
early
yeah,
days.
it's
Yeah, it's
early
early
days.
days. They're obviously looking to implement more physicality or maybe a more defined physicality in the game as well. Are you noticing that yet? Or is that kind of hard to kind of call this early on?
Yeah, no, I think you can notice that there's less freeze in a good way. Probably a lot of games we were noticing it was maybe becoming a bit stop start in a way. And maybe the words of the rule of the tackle was, I think it was maybe technically non-contact or whatever. So I think it's played out well and the refs are definitely reffing it really well. And the balance of maybe adding a wee bit more physicality where it's not getting too much has been quite good. And it's just adding for a more free-flowing game, which I noticed at the weekend playing and just from watching in previous games, which is good. I think it just adds to the game and how fast it can be played.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I know you've got your Division One status to look after first, and you've got an Ulster title to take care of then, and defend. The All-Ireland pursuit, like the men's team went on a long and arduous journey, and your brothers were heavily involved in that. Your own pursuit, like, do you shy away from the fact that you want to win an All-Ireland title? Surely that's a goal of a team like yours.
Yeah, no, I think it's something you're always chasing. And we haven't quite got there yet. We got to the semi-final 2 years ago.
It's been
But
fine lines, Amy, hasn't it?
it's fine lines. Yeah, I think that day we were beat by 2 points by Kerry, who went on to win it, which, we got beat on the day. So they had won better on us. But I think all teams, you look at the league this year, and I think I would always base it off probably the league and not as previous years gone by, that how close it is in the league this year. Galway flying, Cork flying, Waterford flying. So it adds to excitement in the championship in the summer that all these teams are all close. But yeah, obviously, naturally enough, every county team will be thinking the same. They want their hands on one trophy. So we'll work on it and keep developing game on game and you just put enough work in that you hope will get you far enough in the competition. And yeah, it's every person's dream, I'd say, to play in the last weekend in the summer.
For sure. Well, look, all eyes will be on your team throughout the year as well, because you've been knocking on that door. You've kind of reversed the trend in women's football at the minute. There's obviously been huge numbers heading to Australia. You played there for a couple of seasons with the Melbourne Rebels. You've decided not to go back. Can you just fill us in a little bit on that? And maybe can you just talk about what you learned or the benefits or what you enjoyed about playing AFLW as well?
Yeah, I think I went in 2023 and I was due to go back in 2024, only I got injured, obviously. So I think once the injury happened, I was probably just more set on focus on the sport over here that I've grown up playing and still have things I want to achieve with my club and county. So I think that was the priority and the decision making for me. But I loved it over there, and the club were so good to us. You know, you move so far across the other side of the world that the welcome you with open arms and do more for you because you've traveled so far, and they know your family and everyone's not around you. So I think
Line was with you too, wasn't she?
Blaine was there, yeah, so that added to it. And yeah, sure, we had great crack over there, sitting wondering how did the two of us end up in Melbourne. But yeah, no, the club was massive for us in that decision making, because they allowed us to play for our county, which I think would have been more difficult if we weren't allowed that. So the decision making process was made easier. But yeah, I think over there the emphasis on skills is probably the biggest thing we take away. And again, it's maybe the time you have that you can spend at it, with the professional sort of environment. But they really spend a lot of time on basic skills, catching, kicking, and hand passing, which it sounds so basic as it is, but it's probably the biggest skills you'll do, and everything else away from that will come with it once you can nail that down. So yeah, that's probably the biggest takeaway. But yeah, we
Yeah.
enjoyed the experience, and yeah, it was good.
But he must have been telling tales at the kitchen table, because Connor was making sure he wasn't going to miss out on it. He's over there at the minute. He had travelled over for a couple of months, hadn't he?
Yeah, I think listen, it's something he always wanted to do. Obviously when you're playing football over here, it's very demanding, so you don't have the time. So he had actually come over on holidays when we were over for 2 or 3 weeks, and yeah, he enjoyed it, so he wanted to experience it a bit for himself.
Yeah, and not to leave him out, but Kieran has had awful injury troubles as well over the years. What was the house like when there's a couple of you struggling with these cruciates? I'm sure you can help each other, but there must have been, you must have been gutted as well when you're out, you know?
Yeah, I think for the two of us it was a bit weird because the two of us were a week apart, to have such a big injury. Do you know, it's not just
Freakish, yeah.
freakish. So our house was a bit, no one wanted to come in. It was kind of like a jinx. If you come into our house, you'd do something to your knee. But no, it's not ideal. Now Kieran's been working hard to get back, and he's going well at the minute, so I think that's a positive. And for Kieran, the biggest thing I would say to him is he's still so young. He's 25, so he still has plenty of time. But yeah, he's kind of had a bad run with injuries since he's been in the Armagh team. But hopefully, he'll get a bit of luck, good luck, and he's definitely working hard at it. So he's putting everything
Yeah,
in.
but sure. Look, the template is there. You've bounced back, and he can see that in front of him too. And you're right, still so young as well. And he was in such a good position before the injuries too. He was such a key part and playing a big role for the team. Amy, you mentioned soccer earlier on. Obviously, we know you're talented at football, Gaelic football, AFLW. Is there any other sports that you've thrown your hand to that you're natural at? You mentioned golf too. Is there golf as well?
No, I have this thing where I'd like to be good at golf, but I definitely don't practice enough,
I
and
think
I'm
we'd all
not
like to
good
be
at
good at
it.
golf.
Yeah,
Yeah, we'd all like to be
so
good at golf.
it's maybe a post football thing that I'll try to work on. But I think naturally enough, we've grown up watching all sorts of sports. So,
Yeah.
I know we're big into darts whenever it's Christmas. So I'm not very good at it though, but it's always on the TV.
Class. Yeah, no, that's the way to be. Well, listen, Amy Mackin, best of luck with the intercounty season. Best of luck with the coaching and the work you do coaching kids as well. And thanks a million for chatting to us as an ambassador for Kellogg's Cool Camps. Great to hear they're back again as sponsors after 15 years with a great initiative for kids around the country. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks very much.